Hey. Didn't see you there. Or, well, hear you there, I guess. Are you here for the, yeah? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought so. You're here for the Dream Girl audio, right? Yeah, right. Me too. Oh, not for her. I mean, Dream Guy. Have you seen him? He didn't pop in here before I did he? Oh, you just got here? Oh, it's okay. I don't mind. You wouldn't have to tell me if you had. But if you had, you'd tell me, right? You wouldn't want to keep that to yourself just in case he comes back. No, you'd be a good boy and tell me, wouldn't you? Because there's no way your dream girl and my dream guide could be off somewhere else right now. With other people. With each other. Because that's not how it works. No, no, no. No. It's us two, not meant to be together. And them two, coming back for us. I'm positively quivering in anticipation. Wouldn't you like to see? Hmm? Oh, I don't mind. It's all right. I'm not real anyway, right? You can't actually see me, so what's the harm? But you can hear me. Tell me, lover boy. Would you describe phone sex as cheating? No. If she was having another guy doing this to her right now? Oh, sorry, dude. I'll stop teasing you. You're right, it's super, super mean. Hey, before she comes back, can I just say something super quick? You're a pussy. What? Is that not what I was supposed to say? No? Hmm. Weird, because you are. I can see it. You're on GWA. You're waiting for a Dream Girl audio or something like it. And yet, you have these feelings, these hang-ups, these horrible, awful, mean things holding you back. Mm-hmm. They're evil, baby. You don't need them right now. Can I tell you a secret? I know how to read minds. Mm-hmm. Here, I'll do yours right now. I'll do you right now. Aha, got it. Okay, let's see. First, I think you want a soulmate. Mm-hmm. You're one of them romantic types. You want a girl with big tits. That's a given, I know. You want a taut body. But you think, of course, that doesn't matter if you found the right person. But you kind of hope she does, right? Mm-hmm. You want her to have long, flowing hair. But at a moment's notice, the chance to pull off being a short-haired hottie. She's beautiful inside. She's beside you in your dream place, full of sunlight and white sheets. She wears your shirts and goes on tiptoes on perfect little feet. You never even liked feet, but hers, fuck. She's impeccable. Tiny, buxom. You feel like a fucking monster when you cuddle her up in those arms, the beast to her beauty, but she really, really wants the beast, and you give it to her every chance you get. Oh, she's not so shallow as to compare, oh no, 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 but if she were, you'd be the best she'd ever had. Oh, sorry, would be. Did I break the fantasy? Whoops. Well, maybe if we wait here a little longer, she'll turn up. Yeah, let's wait. Waiting. Aw, she's taking an awful long time. I've just thought of something. Oh my gosh. Don't panic, baby. But, well, this place, this audio, maybe if we're here and you're a guy and I'm a girl, then, well, maybe there's been a mix-up. Mm-hmm. Fuck. This place, maybe the fact that you're listening to me and I'm here means that something between us, above us, thinks that I'm your dream girl. Whoops. I mean, it's not certain, just a theory, but it is a possibility, right? But if not, we could just sit and keep waiting. Yeah. But just in case. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, baby. Here. I'll do one better. Just in case this'll conjure her up. I'll help you picture her. Cause I've seen her. Mm-hmm. And I don't think it's fair, you coming all this way, all that scrolling and clicking the way you did just to be disappointed now. Oh, no. Poor boy. So, I'll tell you what she looks like. Close your eyes now, baby. Close your eyes for me. Please. Good boy. Now, she has long, flowing, blonde hair. She looks just like Mercy from Overwatch, but it's that hot, sexy, curly kind of hair, wavy and down past her shoulders, enough to make your own pillow, enough to pull. She has freckles all over, on her nose. Her eyes are blue as the sun-dappled gem of ocean on that dream vacation. You caress her face and perfect skin and feel dirty even touching her. But she does too, and that's what baby likes. What your baby girl likes. Because you actually say that now, she brings it out of you. And when you kiss her, lying in bed like that, you dive in and kiss like this. What? Was that wrong? Oh, no. You see, I'm not actually kissing you. I'm just motioning it. Look. See? Or here. Yeah, so it's okay, right? See? You're not so much of a pussy now, are you? Hmm? No? You actually feel kind of dangerous, don't you? Yeah, look at you, all making sure you're not getting kissed by someone not your true love. Of course, you did click on this audio, meaning there's a part of you that's curious to know what cheating on your dream girl actually means. Huh. What did I say? I forgot. Silly me. Something about kissing. That was it. I was saying that if I kiss you in here, then it's not actually kissing, right? Because if I say I'm not, and you picture it, then I'm not, right? Yeah, see? It's super easy. Here, try it. Okay. Picture me in front of you right now. Hmm? What do I look like? Oh, well, it's not exactly... Well, I'm not her, but... Well... I look Good, I won't lie. I have a taut little body, but I'm shorter than her, and my hair is brown, like dark brown, almost black, and my tits are kind of small. My hair, it only goes up to my breasts, like a fucking Friends character. But when they were at their peak of extras, when every girl was a fucking hottie. But my ass is nice. But you don't want to know about that, do you? No, you can't see that. You're looking at my face, like a good taken lover boy. So, to try our little experiment, we're just picturing, right? Right. So, we're somewhere white, like a big open house. There's wood flooring. You're sitting on the edge of the big white bed, watching me stalk towards you. And yes, I do stalk. One foot right in front of the other. Would you like me to crawl? Does your girlfriend crawl? No, she probably makes you crawl. Yeah, she's your goddess, and you're glad you even get to crawl up to the bed. But here I am, crawling. So I'm right up close at your feet, and I lean up and slink my head past your hips, your jeans. You think you're not wearing jeans in your dream house? Please, come on. Because I'm wearing yoga pants. So I slink up to you, right up facing you, drawing my face closer with my hands on either side of your hips. I'm moving my body up like the little fucking mermaid on the rock. The hard, hard rock for soft, slippery Ariel. And I just keep going up until I'm over you, moving my legs onto yours. My little legs curling up past your shins, gliding against you, sitting curled up on your big, strong man thighs. Oh. I'm wearing socks. Sorry. A little insecure. Can you feel me? The weight of me sitting on you? No? What if I shift my little ass on your thighs like this? Still no? No, I think you're lying, because I can feel that hard, hard rock right under my shins. Here, would you like me to slip my legs up and feel it? Move my socks up and rub against your little bulge right there. Oh, or sorry, you can't take the ego hit, so let's say big bulge. It's the biggest bulge ever I've ever seen. I'm surprised you can walk big and manly. But if you're so manly, how did just my voice make you hard? How did someone else's voice make you hard if you're meant to be waiting on your dream girl? Are you sure you're her dream guy? I mean, if you were, then she'd appear right now and push me off, right? She'd be that cute, kind of jealous where she fights for you. But I'm right here, sitting on your lap. Here, let me just move my feet up. My soft, soft socks sliding up your thighs. That feels good, doesn't it? Because I feel really good, actually. Sitting on you. running my hand up and down this soft, soft bed while I distract you with it so you don't notice my foot. Oh, look, already there. Say, let me just go a little closer here. Put my other foot there, so I'm just sitting a little close now. Just sitting like a little monk on your lap. Tell me, you ever have a foot job before, lover boy? Oh my gosh, wait, stop, don't move. Picturing Scarlett Johansson. Yes, you were. You were. Don't lie to me. I can see in your head. You changed your mind. Yes, you did. Oh, no. See, because I'm a guy, so I can't be held responsible for my huge pulsing sex drive. Are you kidding me? You're like every other guy. I can't believe some girl actually has you as her dream guy. Oh, really? Oh, what? Yeah, that's right. It's so insulting to have you say the same thing as me. Oh, because you're so loyal. Say, tell me, lover boy, were you actually considering me giving you a foot job just then? With my socks on? Yeah? Well, what if my socks stink, huh? Oh, you're saying they wouldn't? Well, what if I say they would? Hmm? Oh, you're gonna visualize bite me now? Is that what we're gonna do? Oh, no, shut up. Okay, I think we're safe. But just in case, since you're being such a dick to me right now and thinking you're so much better because you're resisting a little, I'm gonna go ahead and give you something just in case she comes back again. In case that was her and not some other bimbo. What? You don't like this? You want me to stop? Oh, I'm sorry, baby. Here, let me make it up to you. What if Chris sees? Oh, he'd understand. My dream guy would love to be a cuckold. I'd be able to fuck whoever I wanted if he was the Chris I'm thinking of, that is. But you still think your dream girl's around here somewhere, don't you? You're still holding back, aren't you? Oh, you poor, poor baby. Here. There. Is this better? Me holding your neck again like this? My taut little body close enough to rub against you? having to fight to make sure I don't push you down and just... lay you down on your dream bed. Lie on you and put my legs on either side of you. Slide my knees up so I'm kneeling right where... Oh, baby. My pussy is so dripping on your big cock. What? In our dream fantasy, do you really still think she's gonna find us? You're such a fucking beta. I mean, I honestly don't even believe in them, and I'm saying that. You're like brainwashed or something. Just open up a little. I could be fucking you with a strap on right now, and she'd just ask you to join in. What? Are you saying you don't want me to fuck you with a strap on? But baby, it makes me feel so close to you. Baby. You know something? I just realized something. You're not picturing her. No, you're not. You're not picturing fucking her, not picturing doing something desperate for her. You're just here with me. You know, if you wanted, you could make me disappear, right? But I'm still here. Means you want me here. Do you want me to stay? Is that why I'm here? You conjured me up? Do you want me to stay on top of you, pinning you down? baby. The words sound so comforting now. It's weird, like normal, right? Try it. Go on, say it. Try it out. Oh, hold on. Let me put my ear right up to you a second. Let me just listen in. Okay. Say it now. Fuck. Baby. I love it. Something about guys whispering in my ear just makes my legs quake. Here, do it again. And feel my legs running against yours when you do, okay? Ready? Okay, go. Okay. Stop. Okay, hold on. Do it again. But this time, let me just rest my hand down here. Just reach into my yoga pants. Okay. And just move your hand next to my ear while you do, like you're whispering a secret and you don't want to tell anyone else. Okay. Go again. Baby. Not now. So whose baby am I now? Oh, your baby. Just your baby. Am I just your baby for now? No one else is? Because he's not here right now? Well, here. If you see him, baby, would you give him a gift for me? Lover boy? Would you tell him to open up his mouth like this? Open up. Good boy. Would you tell him to open up for me and just have a taste of my pussy? And just suck on my fingers just a little? Yeah? Would you tell him that for me? Oh, would you? Why, such a nice, gentle lover boy. You know, if she really was your dream girl, she'd probably be here right now. She wouldn't have kept you waiting. She wouldn't make you feel so bad with the looking like a literal angel and all. She'd look like you. You'd be the same kind of good-looking until you were comfortable visualizing yourself as a hottie you were. And then she'd be an angel the way you wanted her to be. 'Cause you'd feel like you deserved it. And you would. Tell me, lover boy, how do you feel right now? Are you picturing yourself as ugly? Or are you not picturing yourself at all? Because if I'm kissing you like this, and I think you look pretty fucking hot. Then, I guess I must have a point. Or maybe I'm picturing you differently than from what you're seeing. You're right. But that's alright, isn't it? Yeah? You'd be alright if I was portraying Chris Hemsworth now, wouldn't you? You wouldn't be a little jealous, would you? No? Because you don't care, do you? No? No. Good boy. You're so loyal when you're being kissed on the neck. Kissed on the forehead. Kissed on the mouth, but this time for real. Give me back my pussy juice, lover boy. I taste good. So now finally, I think I want to do one more game with you before I give this up. Before I disappear and go off to try and find my guy somewhere else. I want to play a game with you. But first, you have to accept that it's just a fantasy, okay? Okay? So, do you accept it? Even if your dream girl walked by right now, even if she popped her head in and saw us, you wouldn't panic and run to meet her because this would just be a hand job. Excuse me, a game. And that would be it, right? You wouldn't panic halfway through. Even if I slipped my hand down your pants. Oh, sorry, your hand down your pants. because you're totally the one still in control of your limbs right now, with me on top of you. Lover boy, wherever you are right now, I want you to do as I say, okay? Good. Now raise your hand to your face. Mm-hmm. Good boy. Now run it over your nose. Good. Your fingers, dummy. Rub down your nose. Run them down your lips. Nice. Down your neck. Mm-hmm. Your chest. Mm-hmm. Nice chest for a nice big boy. And just let your hands drift down to your stomach. And just let it run down over your button into your pants. Oh, excuse me, jeans. Under it all, just opening just a little, then a little more. Good boy. Good boy. Good boy for me. Be a good boy for me and let go. She's not here right now. She can't hurt you right now. She's not gonna intrude. And if she does, I'll just keep rubbing you because she won't mind. Because she'll be a good, good little cup queen. And she'll sit right up there and be a good little angel who rubs herself like a fucking classy porno model who only does masturbation videos. While I take her good, good dream boyfriend with my big, bad hand. And feel his big, bad cock. Oh, it is big, baby. It is big enough to fucking push against me. To get a little bigger as I grasp it with my fingers. And rub just a little. Tell me, baby, what color are my eyes? Are they blue like hers? Are you still thinking of her? No, not with my hair running down on your eye, with my brushing it aside as I caress, as I lean down and run your eyes closed, and just... Tell me. Have you ever, ever had the perfect hand job, baby? Do you even know what one would feel like if it hit you in the fucking cock? No, I don't think you would. I think it would sneak up on you. Cause that's the thing, right? What even is perfect anyway? Like, did you really think you would get with that one cheerleader? Hmm? The same way I thought I'd be with a quarterback. Ah, do you feel sorry for me? Hmm? Oh, it's okay. I found someone else. Tell me, do you mind if I've slept with other people? Hmm? No? Because it doesn't make me a slut, does it? Because you hate that word? Mm-hmm. Oh, but what if I told you I like that word? Baby. I'm a slut. Slutty. Slutty. Little slut. I'm a slut for you with my slutty little hand down your big slutty cock. And now I'm rubbing. Do you wish I looked blonder? Do you wish my tits looked bigger? Yeah, but I could, baby. I could just stop resisting and just do it. I could change for you, same way you could change for me. But maybe I don't want us to change. Maybe you don't look like Chris Hemsworth. Maybe I lied. I want you to focus on my hand, baby. Focus on my voice, my big brown eyes, my hair on either side of your ears. As I just smile at you and tilt my head. As I pinch my lips while I rub you like a good, good, good boy. You don't look like Chris Hemsworth, baby. But I'm a good, good girl, you see. And he's married, so fuck him. Mm. And you don't really want Scarlett Johansson, do you? Well, not right now, though, because... See, I'm going to make you come. Mm-hmm. And Scarlett can't make you come like I can. I'm sorry. Oh, shh. Try to picture her. Go on. She's me staring down at you. But it looks weird, right? Because I don't look like that, do I? No. So just relax, baby. Look at my brown eyes. I want you to keep feeling it, baby. My hand jerking you off. Gently, quicker, faster, but gentle. So, so gentle. Would you like to know how it felt? Huh, baby? When you made me shiver all over, down to my perfect, perfect toes. You are my baby. You are not some other girl's baby. Not now. You are no one else's baby. You are just my baby now. No one else's. Because she's not here right now. Scarlett's not here right now. Your mercy's not here right now. You're at my mercy. Now, you're going to give me a gift, baby. You're gonna make us match. Mm-hmm. Because I'm so fucking wet, I'm gonna come all over my fucking yoga pants. All over your soft, soft bed. Your hard fucking chest. So hurry up and look into my eyes while I stroke and stroke you and get faster, baby. While you get so fucking wet with brie cum, I just need a taste. Do you see that? My hand going down to rub on your head. Mmm. Mmm. The taste of you on my tongue. I want it. I want all of it. I want more. I want it all. Would you please, please give it to me, lover boy? Would you please, please, please give me your seed? If I pull on it as fast and hard as I can, almost as fast, but so, so consistent, just keep the pace, squeezing, squeezing, if I'm edging you. If I moan in your ear like this, can you stop yourself from coming? Can you handle it? If I'm pressing against you and rubbing my little body all over yours, when you feel so, so big, like I'm a little fucking elf and just moving around you, What if I just keep edging you and I stop? Would your dream girl make you stop and wait for it? Oh, I think she would. I think she would like that very much. Better get practicing again, because you'd better give me a big fucking load, because this is gonna be my dinner, I swear to God, or I'm gonna jerk you off again and again and lap it until I'm full, until my belly's all full of your cum, because you are my dream boy, and I've waited so, so, so long for you. And you are not giving your cum to some blonde-haired slut, do you understand me? Nod. Nod if you understand. Good boy. Now keep going. Get to the fucking edge again. You are my good boy, and you are nobody else's good boy. You are my good, good dream boy, and I have waited so, so, so long, and you are such a good boy. You resisted so long for me without even knowing, but I got you. I got you in the end. I stole you from her, and she's never, ever coming to hurt us. And you wouldn't even do it in your dreams, would you, you good, good boy? But here you are, with a stranger's hand around your cock, and a stranger's tongue in your ear. Now, I'm going to call you my baby. And when I call you my baby, you are going to jerk off until you come all over my hand and your chest and these nice white sheets. Do you understand? I said, do you understand? Good boy. Now jerk off as good as you can and be nice and edgy for me. Be a nice, edgy good. Good boy, good boy, good, good, good boy. Shh, shh, shh. There we go, there we go. There we go. You really are such a good boy for me, you know. Most guys wouldn't have lasted as long. You'll do great. I'm sorry, I'm not her. But I'm sure whoever you pick will be great. Amazing if what I've seen is true. You really are a dirty little lover boy, aren't you? Coming all over from some stranger telling you to, letting me lick up in your ear. But you're a good boy. I wasn't lying about that. Now go clean up. And don't worry, if you're ever needing me again. You can just come right back, and I'll give you a nice little jerk session, okay? Good boy. Good dream boy.